Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 19th of January, 2015. The title is Resources. When I observe employees in mills today casually discussing problems, I see them behaving in much the same way as we did 40 years ago. They seem just as lost on where to turn for help, just as confused on the path out of the current dilemma, just as mixed up when seeking a verifiable answer to a question. This astounds me. 40 years ago, if we were lucky, we had something of a library on our mill site. It was stuffed with books about papermaking, vendor resources, that would be catalogs and paper directories, and so forth. In reality, it wasn't usually very good, so perhaps you could be forgiven if you started a sentence with, "What do you think will happen if we?" Today, resources are everywhere. Your phone, tablet, and computer come to mind, of course. They give you access to resources unheard of just 10 or 20 years ago. Heck, we spend day and night here at Papri Tala Publications just thinking up new resources for you. That is our job. In fact, to avoid me turning this into a commercial, I'll just give you one reference, www.papritalo.com. That's www.papritalo.com. Actually, this column is just a continuance of our discussion a couple of weeks ago about the Confederacy of the Dunces. For no matter how much technology changes, how much information you have at your fingertips, if you don't change your behavior, you are just as helpless as ever.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Papri Tala Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Papri Tala Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
What to do? If you find yourself caught in one of these endless circle discussions, have a trigger in your mind to break out of it. Instead of spending time jabbering in the hallway, spend that time in front of a computer researching what others know about the problem you have. I'll caution you, however, to not just read one potential solution. Read several, and then use your education to sort out what makes sense. As usual, I sometimes find people performing better outside their work environment than in it. We were over at a neighbor's house a couple of weeks ago watching a football game, and no, I haven't suddenly become a fan. Laura dragged me there. Brent Musburger was on the screen. I casually said to my neighbor, "Gosh, I wonder how old he is getting." He picked up his phone and said to it, "How old is Brent Musburger?" Faster than you can read this, he pointed his phone to me and it showed me the answer, 75. Now, I am not saying you are going to solve your pulp and papermaking problems quite this easy, but the answers are not much further away. It is the behavior change that will make a difference in your performance personally than on your production equipment. Stop walking around in a daze. Stop participating in group dazes. Check the resources at your fingertips. What are your favorite resource locations? You can take our quiz online this week and tell us. For safety this week, there are many resources available online to better prepare your safety team. Start searching and start using them today. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Papa Ritalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.